Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The boss of the podcast just walked in. Can that's what your new name be?
What?
The boss of the podcast?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Hello, it's Clem Kush 5 and starring Seth Kushner, the boss of this podcast.
Some motherfucker tweeted me this morning, was like, I didn't like the long voicemail recordings of Shannon Burke and your mom, so I'm going to wait for Clem Kush 5. And I go, motherfucker, don't complain to me about free content. And by the way, you can fast forward through podcasts, so yeah. Don't be a bitch.
Yeah, there you go. You can fast. This isn't real-time Willy. You can fast forward podcast, .. Don't be a fuckboy. How about that positioning statement?
And honestly, after you've already downloaded it, I don't give a fuck what you do with it. It already counts.
We already cha-ching it, bitches.
Yeah, so you wait for 5, because here it is, bitch.
There. That's how we open up this official podcasting.
God, I hope this is recording.
Oh, I do too, because I don't think I could ever replicate that spontaneity again.
No, we couldn't. But you know what?
What?
Who doesn't? Who? You know?
I was painting earlier today. You got me out of my art studio.
Well, what else is there to do?
Drug me into the studios.
You are.
And God dang it, I'm happy for it.
What
too.
The? What were you? Jeez, dude, it's Black Friday. I mean, what do you have going on today? Your mind is like, I couldn't handle you today. You're like a 4-year-old.
What do you mean? When we were setting up the recording, I was like all over the place.
You were listening to NASCAR and you were listening to King Tut, and I was
listening to Warren Sapp.
Yeah, I couldn't get a handle on things.
Was I like a little Sethy? Like,
I escaped home to come here for some peace,
and this is more fucked up than home.
I have nowhere to go now.
Phoebe, I'm coming back home. Bubba's more fucked up than our 3-year-old.
I have nowhere to turn now. Sucks.
Phoebe, I'm coming home. Bubba's harder to handle than you and our kid combined.
By the way, I think over Christmas vacation, we're going to get up to Clem Kush 142, because I don't know how I'm going to do with all those days off.
Oh, I know. And I like it. I like doing Clem Kush. I mean, quite frankly, it's more popular than anything else we got going on.
I know. It's the new it's a new franchise. We're we're number 37 on the charts. What charts were those that you found, by the way?
I don't know.
Was that iHeart?
No, that was called, it's called Chartable, and it tracks like Apple and Spotify or something.
Oh, it just combines those two?
I think so.
That's pretty good.
I signed up for it. I know that we came out of nowhere, and we're number 37 in the world in the comedy section.
Oh, is that like, we're right behind Chris Hardwick.
Who's and that?
He's a big deal in the podcasting world.
Well, guess what?
Yeah.
We're right behind Chris Hardwick.
Well, exactly. And some other people I've never heard of, but good for them.
No, but then, like, I was looking at people like 50 and shit. Like, people are super established, like Bert Kreischer and shit like that.
Yeah.
And we're ahead of them already.
You're damn right we fucking are.
What the fuck? What they hear?
We're going to keep it that way.
It's welcome to Clem Kush 5. It's the franchise. We're a big-time radio network, but it seems like we're really blowing up on this podcast.
Have you read the feedback? People just say they like the real conversation and not like, even when we feel like we're being real on the radio, it's different. This is, it's another.
You're still not really real. You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. Like, we're real to a point, but this is a whole nother level, and that people that listen to both can tell.
Like, for instance, I'm not going to mention what. But like on the real radio, I couldn't say what happened to me last night. Meanwhile, here, I could. I had a wet dream about a girl.
Okay, well, you know, you don't even have to say that here.
No,
Of course you had a, what do you mean?
No, I haven't.
Is that called a nocturnal emission?
Yes. Or coming in your underwear.
You're a sicko, man. Every time I'm here, you tell me some more disgusting shit about yourself.
Buddy.
I'm a respectable human being. I'm going to run for mayor of St. Pete one day, and then they're going to play back these tapes about you confessing that you have jism dreams.
Yeah, but you then would be able to say, I shot that down. I wasn't going to that Seth pool of content. As you can see, being the responsible mayor of 2036 here in St. Pete, Florida. I wouldn't go down that road.
Well, I'm going down that road because I'll tell you, there's nothing better than a wet dream.
Oh, it seems like you. It seems like you come more.
I don't know, dude.
What? It's like.
Yeah, but you're always like before we get into the meat of the podcast, you're always last time you wanted Phoebe's balls in my mouth. Now you're jizzing in your dreams. Like, what kind of?
Have you ever jizzed where it feels like you're grabbing another gear? Like you jizz, but then like there's sometimes when you jizz and it just feels like it
help.
Just. Did you help. Say help?
There's no Bubba. I'm not a guy's guy. There's no other guy here to talk to you about the next level of
grabbing
jizz.
Another gear. I don't when
know.
You jizz.
I don't know about that gear. I haven't had as many experiences as you. You understand different gears. I'm one gear Seth. That's what they call me.
You're granny gear. You're like low. You know, you're like, you know, like reverse only goes so fast. I'm in fucking overdrive when it comes to the
you're
jizz.
You're in overdrive with a lot of shit, Bubba. Oh, a lot of shit.
I feel as if things have gotten away from me a little bit of late.
like the show or other stuff?
Just under the umbrella of everything. From like my eating to like everything. I've gotten my shirt feels a little bit tighter today.
Phoebe said she thought it was funny that I asked you if you would notice if you gained another 10 pounds. And then I realized what a dickheaded thing that was to say.
But I think I might have gained a few from Thanksgiving. So I go to put my shirt on today.
Yeah.
And you know how you just, it just felt a little tighter.
Your Ned shirt's a little tight today?
Of course I blamed on the dryer.
What about your other Ned shirt? Or what about your other one?
I got a.
You've got five BRN shirts. Like, what do we have to bump you up now to a 4X? Sorry.
No.
I mean, it's the holidays. People get big, Bubba. It's just what happens.
What do we have to do? Bump you up to a 4X, ... Sorry.
I mean, the shirts are tight. It's that time of year. What are you going to do? Make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? Like, hey, GTFO. That's for another podcast that'll probably be leapfrogging us soon.
What's New GTFO Year's mean?
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, get the... Yeah.
Get the fuck... I don't think that's GTFO, is it?
Get the fuck out.
GTFO. It'd be GTFOH.
Yeah.
If you put it here.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
All right. So listen, before we're going to do something a little bit different today. You're the boss of the podcasting. And you told... We have this guy. His name's Rhett Fail.
Yes.
Is that his real name?
Yes.
Okay. Were we supposed to say that?
I think it's okay. Yeah. I talked to him and he agreed to all this.
Okay.
He's a good kid, man.
Oh, I think I just got some remnants, like a booger remnants in my mouth.
Oh.
Oh, no, it's paint. I was painting today. You want to hear the worst thing ever? So I'm in my art studio, which sounds a lot more fancier than it really is, which is a shed behind the studios. That I used to keep a lawnmower and shit in, and now I've turned it into an art studio because I'm an accomplished abstract artist by the like. I mean, listen, my third piece went to Howard Stern and he liked it.
We don't know its whereabouts.
Well,
also, let's not lie. You also had to be up here at the studio today because you have to attend to the landscaping now that Colton's gone. So it's
God,
a little.
God, that's the worst. I'm almost ready to hire Colton back.
Just to do landscaping?
Oh, it's buddy, my back.
Well, I don't want to call it landscaping. It's really just, it's not landscaping.
It's just mowing dirt.
Yeah.
It's just. A few fucking weeds here and there, and the goats are looking at you. My back blowed out, and it's just...
Yeah.
So, you know, I was up here doing the mowing, and I decided, hey, let me go back there to the shed and do some of my abstract stuff. And so I had these two pieces that I did a couple days ago, and they were fucking brilliant, and they were drying, because it takes a long time to dry. And they were, and I had them laid over to the side a little bit, and one of them was just probably... By far my best piece.
Right.
Well, I got this other piece done right when I got done talking to you and I was kind of hurrying and my wet piece dripped on my drying piece.
Oh my gosh. So what happens now?
Well, I had to gather up a bunch of paint in my hand and fling it on the piece that was drying to make it look like it was like a splatter deal. And it looks like two fucking monkeys that just grabbed some paint and threw it everywhere.
Well,
I'm gonna call it monkey.
That'll be your biggest hit then. I feel like
monkey throws shit.
You know, Bubba, you know, the artists, and I'm sure you've interviewed a ton of bands over the years that have come through Livestock, Nonpoint, Seven Dust, Godsmack, all of the heavy names. You know,
Motley Crue.
Yeah, the one, you know, let's not mention
Infinite,
the big names.
Infinite Snakes.
You know, the big hits are the ones that get done in 10 minutes and they didn't realize it was going to be a big hit. So this could be your smash hit.
Did you know I met my wife?
That just sounds funny to say.
At Livestock, when Three Doors Down was playing Kryptonite.
Wow. Which one?
Heather.
How could that not be meant to be? How is that not meant to be?
God, we were fucking front row in that area where you can't go. Like, you know how
I never went to Livestock. It was, too many people died, and I worked for 97X.
Yeah. Well, you know how, like, on big outdoor concerts, they got the stage, and then they got, like, 5 or 6 feet of, like, where all the security guys stand, and then they got the real big fucking barricades.
Yeah.
Well, I was right there in that no man's land, because I was, you know, fucking Bubba the Love Sponge.
Damn
it's
right.
My event. And she was with me, and it was just fucking Kryptonite, Superman, and we started making out.
Ugh.
Fuck. And then she went on my bus.
Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
the good old days.
Definitely doesn't sound like a groupie. The way we're replaying this story. All good stories end with, my wife went back on my bus, and now she's my wife. Very nice.
And then, very nice.
Yeah,
and then,
very nice.
And then your best friend, you know, very nice.
Yes, and then she met Terry Bollea.
And then the Moonblood.
I don't know why I would turn into Gilbert Gottfried.
And then she met Terry Bollea.
Let's call Red before I get. I gotta get out of here.
I'm out of here.
I got an order at the weed store. I gotta pick up.
What time's weed store close?
They're big hours today. It's Green Friday, so it's you know, everything's 30% off.
You know what? I need a couple of Yippee-O's.
Well, I would go because they are on sale.
Yeah, but is it like really, really? Is it like? Is it waiting? Is there like?
Nope.
The one.
Nope. The store that we go to. No waiting. But I ordered online, so. But
now, when you order online, then do they have your bag waiting for
them?
They
sure
there?
Do.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How do you order online?
You just go to the website and you fucking shop. Like,
do you put your information in there? Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, your weed card info?
Yes. They normally have it. Like, for most of the places, they'll have your information, like your card. But, yeah, you just type it in and all that stuff, and then you're
going to. I need some of those cartridges to hand out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, to consume.
Well, those are 25% off today.
I love those one-hit fucking willies, the all-encompass.
Disposable.
Suck the shit out of them, and then when they're dead, they're dead.
Yeah, those are actually picked a couple of up for a friend today.
How much
so.
Those going for? 30?
Those go for 35, so today they're on sale 25% off, so crunch the numbers.
The Sour Apple Jones and the everything's in and all that kind of shit.
I got it all, man. I got a cookie. I got a cookie cutter, and then I got a triangle kush or something like that, so... Mm. But it's for a friend of mine that can't sleep, so.
All right, so, Rhett Fayol is for real. Like, this isn't some, you know.
He wants to work here, Spunjo. I met him at the Kinetic School of Broadcasting. I taught talk radio classes. He was very
How much did they pay you back then?
I got paid $100 for 3 hours.
You think they would have hired me?
Yeah. But I hated it. I hated driving out there. It's by the fucking, amphitheater. And next to the jail.
Are they there anymore?
I think they went out of business.
I think they did.
Yeah. So I met him. And
man, you know when your business is fucked, when the business that teaches you the business is fucking out of business, right?
Well, like,
the business that teaches you the business is out of the fucking business.
But you don't need to go there and pay 10 grand to learn.
You just need a fucking podcast like we do. Our radio show sucks, but Seth Kushner and Bubba Klim together as one under Klim Kutch, the fucking franchise. I mean, we're the next big thing. I hate to fucking tell you that.
I think so. I mean, I think we're on that track. So let me tell you. So I met him at CSB. And
who, Rhett Fayol?
Rhett Fayol, a cool kid. He ended up getting a job, 102.5 The Bone Promotions. Did some like on-air phone screening stuff. Has a podcast, I believe, called Fire the Cannons. Just quit the Bone last week. I didn't know anything about it. He actually, and I don't know if he'll talk about this, the first day I was on the air with you, Bubba, he tweeted me because we were talking about the Buccaneers. And
he's Johnny Buccaneer.
He's a Buccaneer. He's got the podcast.
Fire the Kiss Hannons.
got written up. Mike Oliveira wrote him up. Got written up for fucking tweeting
like
me.
Like you're working on a manufacturing plant or something.
Like, yeah.
Got written up.
He got written up for tweeting me.
What, they like, you as a Cox employee cannot reach out to him.
That's what, so he reached out to me and he was like, hey, what do I do?
I got written up.
Yeah, he told me why. I was like, listen, man, I've never heard of anything like that. I mean, I really haven't. I said, it's not worth it. Let's just communicate through texts and DMs. And we've remained in contact. He's always been cool, a respectful kid. You know, one of those guys that still wants it in radio.
Will he mow the lawn?
I think he would, yeah.
No.
He's been, what happened? You texted him the other day, Bubba, at 5 in the morning, and he got right back to you.
He did.
Said that was a test.
He got back to me, like, within minutes.
He said that was the true test.
Hold on, let's stop fucking around and call this guy. See, with Clem Kush, we could do everything by, like, from putting Seth's mom on the air to, you know, interviewing people. Like, it's just so different. And you should like it. And if you don't like it, you're a fuckboy.
Yeah, exactly.
This is Rhett Fail.
I'm surprised you had his number.
Motherfucker, why don't you give me a lot more credit? I got a multi-million, I got a couple $100,000 business going on around. Hey, Rhett, it's Bubba. We're on, Seth, we're not on the air, but it's going to be on. It's a podcast deal, right?
He knows what a podcast is. He's got one. Fire the cannons.
All right, Rhett, we're doing that. We're doing a podcast right now, and we're calling you.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Good. How old are you, Rhett?
I am 21 for about 4 more weeks.
All right. So you know that this is kind of a quasi little getting to know each other, like interview kind of deal.
Absolutely.
Chances are I'm gonna hire you because I could get you for pennies on the dollar, and I think I can get a lot of shit out of you. I think I could just grind your shit right into the dirt and just get a lot of great stuff. Some abilities that I don't think anybody has around here, quite frankly.
Well, if it's stuff I can learn from, then I'm all about it.
Have you ever ran a lawnmower before?
Absolutely.
All right. Push mower. I don't have a rider. I got a push here. And how about a weed eater? Have you ever done that one before?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So far, we're doing good. So, Rhett, you're 21 years old. You went to the Columbia School of Broadcasting, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, Rhett, I will tell you this, and Seth, don't get mad at me. I've never hired anybody that went to the Columbia School of Broadcasting.
You basically
wasted your fucking money on that one.
Don't tell him that shit. He's, you know, he met me.
No, he's, listen to me.
He paid 10 grand to meet me, and I got $100 out of it.
Listen to me. This motherfucker, we're going to take him to all new levels.
Are we? You've already got big plans for him. We barely talked to him.
Motherfucker, look at everybody that I've made superstars out of in my radio career, and not a fucking one of them went to any broadcasting school.
Yeah, but what are they doing now?
you make a great point
they
on
should
that.
They should be opening up the broadcasting school. Here's what Bubba taught me.
So, Rhett, like, are you supposedly you're pretty good at video editing, and that's kind of what I need the most.
Yeah, man. I've got a little bit of forte in video editing, but, you know, I think really where my bread and butter is at is we do a lot of stuff on YouTube with our own podcast, and I really think I can help you guys out. I use some high-tech YouTube apps, and I can see certain details of videos, like video tags, channel tags.
Well, Rhett, I'm going to be honest with you. I had some guy in here, like, in February that rolled up in here and be like, "Mister, I'm Mr. Johnny YouTube, and I got an Algorithm Jones with a fucking yippee-yo backside, and I can get your numbers up." And like, when he got in here and realized that radio is a grind, and he, like,
like, he thought he was going to get, like, a million views, like, right off the bat, right?
Yeah. And so, I mean, we got 37,000 or 36,000 or something like that subscribers. And when we do some stuff, you know, we can get like 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 views. But, you know, it's not like we're Johnny 1 million, you know, view deal or nothing like that.
But we also, you know, we also need, I think we need help with Facebook a lot, too. And I know, I think anybody, you know, especially a 21-year-old, I think Rhett can help out a lot with that and, you know, generating a conversation on there. And I think that we could use some help there, too, Spongio.
Hey, Rhett. We need basically outside of this particular podcast and the show. We need help.
And Instagram.
Buddy.
We're good with Instagram.
From mowing the lawn to doing YouTube and everything in between, we need some fucking help, buddy. We really do.
I think I can be your guy.
Are you the kind of guy that some people be like, "Oh, I don't want to come into the studio at 5:30 in the morning. I'll have to do it remotely from my house." I just want to know what we got going on here, because a lot of people don't even want to come in here, you know?
No, I wake my ass up every single day at 5 a.m. for work, so I got no problem showing up on time, doing whatever you need me to do in the studio. If anything, I kind of prefer going out there just because my computer hits the fritz sometimes, and it's a little frustrating doing stuff from home.
Yeah, our computer, I think we have Compaq from like 96, so our shit hits the fritz a lot too.
Hey, Rhett, why did you? I didn't know when you had reached out about working here. I didn't know what your situation was, and then I saw your post on Instagram. Why did you finally leave the bone? I mean, I can't imagine there's a ton of hours or events going on these days.
By the way, I got two bone people that are working for me, and I'm really happy with one of them. So if I could get you in here, that'd get me up to 66%. That's the way I got figured, kid.
I think what it was for me, there's a lot of people I like over there, don't get me wrong whatsoever, but I just, you know, I heard other people talk about it, and I kind of got tired of being that guy who was like, hey, how can I help? What can I do? How can I try and get better? And it felt like, you know, every time I'd kind of take one step forward, it'd be two steps back because somebody else said so. So I just, the COVID kind of messed everything up. I had to wait around a little while. And to be frank, I just got tired of waiting because I really do think I can bring a lot to the table.
Well, whether it's the bone and Cox or it's iHeart or it's Beasley or it's Cumulus or it's Intercom or it's Town Square or it's iHeart, regular radio is really facing some pretty adverse, you know, mountains ahead, and, you know, digital is absolutely where you got to be. And I don't know, you know, obviously iHeart has a huge podcasting, you know, forum, and they're all trying to go there. But really, terrestrial radio, the conventional terrestrial radio, doing a radio show, and that's all you do, and you don't put that across different platforms. If you're not doing that, you're done, because regular, if you're going to just do a regular radio show and that's it, you're done. And I don't know that anybody over there, or anywhere for that matter, at least in this...
Well, they're not, Bubba, but listen, but Rhett's what he said. He's not even 22 yet. And how long have you been doing a podcast, Rhett, since you're, what, 18 or 19?
I've done several, but the one that we've got now, I was about 18 when we started.
Yeah. So, I mean, he recognizes how important it is. And you were doing what? You were doing like a weekly Bucks Report with Johnny B, and you were able to promote your podcast through that appearance?
Yeah, that was really cool. Every Monday night, we do the Bucks break. We, you know, yell about the game that they lost the day before most of the time. But it was really good exposure, and it was a, you know, really good opportunity.
Kushner has got our podcast fucking eaten. I mean, we're already... Kush has been doing our podcast now for exactly a month, almost a month.
Not even.
And we just went over 107,000 total downloads, and we're pacing 60,000 for this month. Now, I mean... Is that pretty good? Because I think it is.
Oh, that's big business, Bubba. I mean, I've been doing my show for 4 years, and I would say that over those 4 years, we have like 80,000 to 90,000 downloads. So for you to crack that number is pretty damn impressive.
Kush whipped out his big Jewish cock and put 60,000 clicks right on the fucking first month. I'm just saying.
Hey, listen, I don't...
He laid down that big circumcised matzo ball down there, and we did 60,000 this month.
I believe... if anybody,
true or false?
If anybody believed that I could accomplish, you know, what anybody... What they all said I couldn't do, Bubba. They all said I couldn't get 50,000 downloads. No,
50? You're going to be 60.
No, Rhett's cool.
You're hired. Rhett's always, beer Monday.
Rhett's always been a fan of mine, and I respect... He wants it. Like, I was at a McDonald's remote with Rhett, and Rhett's like... He's been at the station 4 months, and he once in a while doesn't have his own show yet, you know? But I mean, like, I appreciate the grind. Like, he didn't, you know, you get tired of waiting, and I think there's been guys that have been waiting for their shot to get full-time at Cox for 15 years now, and I think Rhett realized, I get out, because there's nowhere to go from where he was, and that's smart.
We took Anna Hummel under our wing like a stray, and that bitch is killing it over here. I think she's like got 30 shows a week or something over here. I mean, like, she's doing fucking great.
Nah, is she still hanging on to the belt, by the way? Because I saw she beat Dan. That was
no,
pretty damn good.
Fuck, no. She's not getting a belt ever, please. I think I gave it to her one time. No, I mean, I don't know if I was going to give the belt to Dan if he won, but you just can't, you know, you just can't put that strap on to that quickly.
By the way, she's
had it one time, has she not?
You like that? Yeah, you like that reference that Rhett worked in there, that he knows what's going on. I think he knows more of what's going on with the show than Dr. Dan does.
Rhett, you're hired. I'll see you on Monday. You know, I don't got a lot of money.
Wait, hold on. I think he's working a job. Maybe you got to let him quit his other job first.
I'm sorry. You told me he worked at the fucking boat. Mike Oliveira wrote him up.
Oh, yeah. Did you only leave Cox Media Group with one write-up, Red, or did you have multiple write-ups?
I don't know how many write-ups I had. I never officially signed anything, so it could have been none for all I know.
Yeah.
I just know about the one.
Now, you got a regular job, Red?
Yeah, I am. I'm humping Amazon delivery 5-6 days a week, so it's been treating me well. But I will say it does. It does suck, man.
Now, I got to tell you, man. We don't have more money than Amazon delivery. That's a lot of deal, right? I mean, we're you know, I don't want.
Yeah,
you
but
to,
the kid's got I, the kid's got a passion, Bubba, and I'm sure he'll make money in other places. I mean, he told you what he's looking to make, and that's right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, absolutely. I mean, but like, you know, do you want to do both jobs or do you want to do, like, tell me what you want, Rhett. I'm a horrible interviewer. I just like, sure, if I can show up on Monday, kid.
Listen, I'll tell you the perfect situation is if I can talk to Amazon and say, hey, let me only work Saturdays, that would be perfect. If they can't hang on to me because it's their peak season, what the hell ever.
Well, would they let you work like afternoons or would they let you work mornings or like what? I mean, like, I don't want you to. Because Amazon is a great, that's a great company, and it's worth a zillion bucks. So I don't want you to quit that to work here, but I'll give you 40 hours.
Hey, 40 hours is all I need, Bubba.
Yeah, I'll give you 40. I mean, I think I can give you 40. Seth, can we give him 40 hours?
You got to talk to Blitz. I only run the podcast. I don't. You got to talk to the real guy in charge. You better call Blitz after this.
Well, I just
this.
Called myself. Hey, Bubba, what? You're in charge, aren't you? Yeah?
Call your accountant and make sure he's got the cash.
Yeah. So, like, in the perfect world, you'd want to work here, like, you know, full-time and not work over there, but you can maybe work on Saturdays, too, over there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm working pretty much every weekday over there, but, you know, because the only one shift a week would be for extra cash, and that's what it boils down to. But as long as I can get my bills paid, you know, 40 hours will get my bills paid. So at the end of the day, if I have to throw Amazon to the curb, I'm not upset to do so.
Hey, Rhett, what's the end goal here, man? What do you want to accomplish? Is it a podcast? Is it radio? Is it you still have a lot to learn? Where do you feel like you want to go with your career?
You know, when I first started, it was radio, wanted to be on the radio, talking on the radio, but with the podcast, you know, and kind of all the sense that Bubba makes with everything else being left behind, I think podcast is really what I want to focus on. I think if our show can get bigger, just more exposure, and I guess if the time comes where, you know, my show's doing good enough to where I can make a little bit of sweet ad money on top of it, you know, that's kind of the goal for me right now. But long term, I have no idea.
The Fire the Cannon show?
It's a Cannon Fire podcast. You can find it on YouTube. We got video, and then anywhere else you download a podcast.
But Rhett, I mean, isn't that so seasonal, though? I'm not trying to be a dick, but isn't that seasonal?
Kind of. I mean, we definitely do our part to put out some year-round content. Once the off-season rolls around, we'll probably do one show a week or one show every 2 weeks. But during the season, we got quite a bit of content. We'll push 2-3 episodes out a week. So, I mean, it is seasonal, but you know, surprisingly, we see most of our growth during the off season, which is kind of weird, but whatever.
Right. Okay.
This is real life.
Right.
You got a wife or a girlfriend or a kid?
I got a girlfriend I've been with for about 4 years.
His girlfriend should not be with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should not
yeah,
be.
Dude, I totally outplayed my coverage on that one.
Yeah. It's like,
I did it, but
Rhett,
here I am.
Rhett, now does she under, like Seth is going to tell you. The world that we live in, this little Bubba fucking will really fuck up a relationship if your girl doesn't understand our dynamic. You know,
no,
she's got to kind of understand we're in the fucking show business here, so we embellish some shit. And like, let's say we went to an event and I saw, I'd be like, holy shit. Like, you know, I'd talk about how hot she was and shit. Like, I'm just saying, like.
No, I think she'll be all right with it. We've had a couple of these conversations before, and, you know, she gets it. It's just, it's the nature of the business.
Does she know who I am? Like, does she know who Bubba Love Sponge is?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she knows that, you know, I've been portrayed as kind of a motherfucker, but really I'm a great guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if she knows you're
the podcast.
I don't know if she knows you're a great guy, Bubba, but I mean, you know.
But she certainly knows I'm a motherfucker.
Right. Everybody knows you're a motherfucker, and then when you get inside this world, that's when you realize that you're a really good guy.
I'm going to be honest with you, Seth. I bet you your wife initially, because she's from Cox and what have you, she didn't have any idea how sweet I really am. And
no, she goes, I can't believe you're going to work for that motherfucker. And I go, neither can I.
And now I got her and your mom wrapped around my finger.
Okay, well, let's not get carried away here.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, yeah.
Well, listen, Rhett, you know, you want to...
Why don't you talk to Amazon, Rhett, and then text Bubba.
Yeah, talk to Amazon, and then let me know what you want to do, buddy, because I want to hire you. I need a video guy. I need a YouTube guy. I need a Facebook guy. I have...
Rhett, I was going to say, you'll be able to learn a lot about Twitch as well. I don't know how much you've learned about it, but that's something that's going to be very beneficial for you down the road also.
Yeah, I've dabbled in Twitch a little bit, so I've got like a surface understanding, but I'm definitely psyched to learn a little bit more.
We are, I'm not trying to brag or nothing, but we are the number one radio show in the world on Twitch. Did you know that?
I believe it. I've been following you guys on Twitch for quite a while now, so whenever I got it hooked up on the Xbox, I watch you on the flat screen. It's a beautiful
thing. Well, everybody at Cox thinks that I fund all the money being given. They're so fucking stupid. I can barely pay my water bill. You think I can fucking yippee-o Brando for 10,000 bitch, which is really a Bubba screen name.
It'll blow Rhett's mind just like it did when I talked to Anna, and Anna was like, how does Bubba get money? I was like, well, people give money. And she said, well, why do people give money? And I go, listen, you'll just see how it works. And I think that, you know, well, Rhett's been following it, so he knows, but I don't think he's going to be as judgy as Anna was coming in here.
Now, Rhett, are you familiar with where the station is? We're kind of over by the stadium, kind of Tampa Airport kind of deal.
I know, like, kind of where you're at, but I don't know exactly how to get there. But I definitely know the general area. You're about 15 minutes from my apartment.
All right, cool. Where do you live? Like not crossroads, but what, you know, particular municipality?
Over by USF, a little bit closer to, like, Busch Gardens side.
Oh, like the shitty suitcase city deal?
Oh, you know it, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we got to get you out of there. Yeah. That's worse than Lummi.
There was a fucking serial killer over there a few years ago. Be careful, buddy.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely keep an eye out.
Leave it to us. We finally get a good video guy. The guy gets fucking offed.
By the way, Bubba, this is all part of my plan to get rid of the... I finally got rid of the Monday show to focus on the podcast, and I'm going to get rid of the Sunday shower show when Rhett and Lummi hit it off, and they can do it.
You should.
Hey, you should
drag your ass in here on Sundays. You're a big part-time podcaster. What the fuck?
I think Rhett and Lummi will really get along, though. I think that they could really have some get some good sports takes. So I think that Rhett will be fun to work in here.
Now, Rhett, I got mountains and mountains and mountains of old stuff, too. I used to have BubbaRaw.com, and I got all kinds of footage from that that you can maybe make something up with. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Anything you want, man. I'm there to put it together
for
you.
From Stormy Daniels to Akira to, you know, all kinds of stuff. But, Seth, do you think that stuff will work in today's environment?
No, I think people love the original stuff. But when we go live and we throw our first pitch or we, you know, they have the races and stuff, like, that's what people want to see. That's what gets thousands of views. So
Not Akira Cook's cookies top.
No,
topless.
No, I think when Cave and Lummi were talking the other day about putting together packages of, you know, some of the celebrities you've had on your show that might die, and they're going to have those ready to go, I think that'll be, you know, timely. But I think what you were doing in the past, I don't think you have to do that at all. So,
dirty stuff.
Yeah, no, I think
the Squirt Olympics.
The original, oh my God, the original content, I think, is really working on YouTube. And
Rhett just chuckled at Squirt Olympics. We had girls squirt for distance.
Oh, I grew up with my dad in the truck listening to your show. So, I mean, I'm not familiar with everything, but a lot of that old content, I remember listening to it. Damn, like,
who's better,
old.
Bubba the Love Sponge or Mike Kelta?
What the fuck? What the hair? Why are you even
what
asking?
The hair?
Those well, fucking jobbers
I'll
too
tell
much.
You this. There's only one of those guys who doesn't have me blocked on Twitter right now. So,
Well, because one of those guys doesn't even have a fucking Twitter. Me. My Twitter got pulled. Did you know that?
That guy blocked you on Twitter? Kelta blocked you?
Yeah. I didn't really get an explanation, but it was right around the time that I sent a Jameis Winston-related tweet to you. And that was history. I never got an explanation, but apparently I was just that
Bubba, I told you. Bubba, I told you. That's why you wanted me to stop talking about that, but I told you. Listen to how Kelta blocked this guy because he tweeted me. The fuck?
What the hair?
What the hair? Get over here, Rhett. We'll take care of you, man.
Hey,
That's Seth's theme song, by the way, Sexy Boy. Yes, get
out. Oh, there we go.
Listen to me. Get a hold of Amazon. Let me know your availability, and we'll get you over here. I'd love to start working with you, buddy.
Hey, Bubba, I'm really looking forward to it. What time
Don't be
on
lazy.
Monday would
Don't
you like
be fucking lazy. Like, you know, I need, if you're going to work 40 hours, I need 40 hours. A lot of people like to cut off early around here, and I've been paying attention.
No, you'll get 40 hours out of
you. He doesn't pay attention. You leave at 10. You don't know what the hell's going on.
I got cameras, bitch.
You got to trample out of here.
But, like, hey, Rhett, like, if I did say, hey, Rhett, you think you could do me a favor and maybe mow the back there? I mean, that's not a big deal.
I'd have to see how big it is, but I don't think that.
Oh, it's about maybe it might be fucking 10 yards by 5 yards. Like, it ain't no big deal. It's like the front, you like grandpa's front yard with goats. Do you know we got goats too?
Yeah. Lemmy and his goats, man.
All right. Is Rhett Fail your real name for real?
Yeah. Legally.
All right.
Well, you need to give him a radio name, Bubba?
No, I just like it. I just like Rhett.
Okay.
Plain old Rhett. So,
there we go.
Rhett, in a perfect world, why don't you, I mean, you want to start Monday, or do you got to ask Amazon?
I have to ask them, but I mean, I would like to start Monday in a perfect world.
All right, well, what's it, okay.
Today's Friday.
I don't know what the fuck, we don't know when we're going to run this.
I know.
See, just time-stamped our podcast, which is like a fucking podcast.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I was time-stamping all fucking day. Tubbs? Sorry.
Tubbs?
That was really rude.
That was
fucking stupid.
That was mean-spirited.
I know.
It's borderline aggressive.
It was. I apologize.
All right.
It's like when I called you earlier and you go, oh, man, my art's going to make you take your cock out.
Why do you tell people those made-up things?
And I go, art doesn't make me take my penis. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to make
you. I said your Jewish penis.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, I'm going to make you take your cock out and watch my art.
Well, now we're even because you called me a fat ass right to my face.
A tubby. It was inappropriate.
Tubby's worse.
I know. It's just I'm not doing well myself.
Me either. I got to go to the dispensary.
I'm fat, yeah.
I am so fucking fat.
Rex.
I looked at myself today, and I was like, man, look at those titties. Whoa. I can titty. A guy could titty fuck me.
Wow. That's great. Rhett, maybe that'll be his first day on the job.
Yeah. Oh. So, Rhett, text me over the next couple days and let me know. You know, do we have anything for it? Well, I mean, we got so much shit for him, I don't even know where to begin. I'm overwhelmed by this hire.
But there's stuff. Is this okay? Like, is this okay? You sure you can hire him?
What do you mean?
I don't know if we got ahead of ourselves here.
Yeah, I think we can.
Okay.
Give me till Tuesday, because I got to talk to Blitz on Monday and figure it out and stuff like that.
Wait, hold on, but this kid's going to quit his job, Bubba.
Yeah. Quit your job, and maybe we can work you in on Tuesday. No, Rhett. Seriously, in a perfect world, would you want to be here Monday?
I am ready whenever you are, Bubba. If you gotta, you know, talk to a couple of people on Monday, figure it out.
I'm gonna see Blitz tonight for Clem's Clubhouse, and so let's just have you here on Monday. I'll tell you the time to. Well, are you supposed to work at Amazon on Monday?
To be honest with you, I think so.
Okay. Well, maybe Tuesday, because you just cannot not work for Amazon on Monday.
Yeah, you don't want to no-call, no-show Amazon. That could probably fuck you forever.
Right.
I feel like they'll chase you down forever.
How about, listen, next week is a complete work week. How about you figure out what you're going to do on Amazon, and then let me know, and then when you're ready to go, I'll start you full-time. We just have to figure out what day that is, based on you doing the right thing by Amazon.
No, I appreciate you. I'll get it all figured out, and I will let you know as soon as possible.
Next couple days, let me know. I'll get a hold of Blitz today. I'm going to see Blitz tonight, actually, for Clem's Clubhouse with Reverse K, and I'll get his blessing, and then once you figure out your Amazon deal, we'll start you.
All right, Bubba, sounds good.
All right, Rhett Fail, thank you, and congratulations, I think.
Hey, thank you, guys. I'm looking forward to it a lot.
All right, Rhett, thanks, bye. Tubbs.
Yeah, that was stupid.
You're embarrassed, quite frankly.
I'm going to edit it out.
No, do not edit that out, buddy.
I'm going to edit it out,
No, let's not be podcast editor guys where we just edit and it sounds
Bubba,
perfect.
You don't know what I've done.
Don't edit out my farts.
Have you listened?
And don't edit out you calling me Tubbs. I will be mad as fuck if you edit out Tubbs.
You haven't listened to one of the podcasts yet.
Yes, I have.
Bullshit.
I listened to yes, I have. Fucking.
No, you haven't. You haven't listened to any of them. I got you. And the other thing is, you wouldn't know what I edited out. You're fucking so spun out now. You don't even know what you just did. You just hired that kid at $100,000 a year.
No, I hired him at $11 an hour, bitch.
Is that locked in?
That's all I got.
There was no parameters.
I can't pay him more than Anna. Anna's making $11.75.
Well, we'll get him there.
I think I'm exhausted from this interview. You're exhausting. I'm hot. I think I'm starting to have male.
I know what you're saying.
Hormonals.
What's it called where the women get the
menopause?
Male menopause?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did I just say that? Did I? Bubba the Love Sponge, who's Mr. Johnny fucking badass, fucking bitches. And did I just say that I potentially am going through male menopause?
Yeah.
Now that, my friend, something that you can fucking edit out.
Are your boobs tender?
No.
Okay.
But I'm tired and I'm lethargic and I seem to be gaining weight.
Have you lost your sex drive?
No, I had a wet dream last night.
Might have been it, though. That might have been the final.
And when I woke up this morning, there was just like fucking glue everywhere. Just like I just grabbed another cum gear. I think I said that earlier, didn't I?
Yeah.
How long we've been going? Is it time to go yet?
Yeah.
All right, fellas. Yeah, well, there's, I think we're 20.
Fellas?
Bye. I think we got a 20% women listenership. So.
Oh, no. Wait, not as much. I don't know.
Not anymore. Listen, you can lie on podcasting, yeah. Okay? Oh, 37% women.
They love hearing about the extra jizz shift, jizz gear.
So long, everybody. We
need a new song, I think.
Yeah, we do. I do. I got it. I know I'm sexy. I've got the looks. Seth's right out team. There you go, Seth. Thank you.
You're the man. Thanks, Bunjo.
No problem. Thanks for calling me, Cup. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I make them hot. I make them shiver.
Dancing by the Nile.
Disco tub.
The ladies love this style.
Boss tub.
He ate a crocodile.
Did you do the monkey? And all my money. Monkey.
King Tut. You think I need to go in there and check on the cuzzo? I don't feel very good. Bap, bap. I'm having hot flashes. I'm 54. Old as fuck. Bah. He's my favorite monkey. King Tut. He is so fucking funky. Oh, it's going tut. 50,000 fucking downloads this month. Kushner with a reverse fucking K. 106 total motherfucking downloads. He's my favorite monkey. King Tut. Fucking Bitcoin is down. I'm losing my ass. I've lost everything. Down $282 motherfucking dollars. Jesus, I've lost 24 total. You fucking kidding me? It's all over.
What to cry in?
I have hot flashes. It's Clem Kush 5. You never know the kind of stuff we're going to do.